Darren, in the world in which we live in, there are many people who inspire you, many people who bring about significant change in the world of giving people hope, particularly when darkness is so dark for them. And I have immense respect, immense admiration for many organisations, but in particular, the Salvation Army. They are an amazing group of people. They never cease to amaze me. They are people who often get things done and then wonder why, rather than other groups who wonder why and don't get things done. I'm really delighted to have in the studios Major David Collinson, the New South Wales Public Relations Secretary for the Salvation Army. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Darren.
It's so lovely to have you here. You're an amazing group of people. The Salvation Army, how did they come about? I mean, William Booth was an amazing person.
Yeah, 1865, so 156 years ago now, Jim. This guy who was from the Methodist Church, he's a bit too radical for the Methodists, and what happened is he used to bring people off the street, so sort of smelly drunks and so on back in London. And the church couldn't handle it because they sort of disturbed the nice church atmosphere. So he said, I need to start a space that loves, he said, God loves all people. So I want to bring in all people regardless of their backgrounds. And he started the Salvation Army. And it was never meant to be a church. It was about a missional movement that changed the world, and it's now in 131 countries, 155 years later, so it's quite an impact.
An incredible impact on people's lives. It's really funny, Darren, and I don't use it in that context of funny, but when anything goes wrong, it's where's the salvos? The salvos are there with their Sayo biscuit and a cup of tea. and for our listeners who don't know, but the Sayo biscuit, SAO, is Salvation Army officer. That's where it came from the World War.
I've got another story for you too.
Yeah, please tell our listeners. I'd rather them hear you than me.
You can do your research on this one. But many believe the donut with a hole in it is actually designed by the Salvation Army as well. So if you go back to World War One, we had the what they call the donut girls.
Yes.
On the front page of the Cosmopolitan, if you look in your history. And they actually went to the front lines. This is, 1914, 1918. And they used to bake the dough in the pith helmets, the metal helmets on the front line. And the reason they put the hole in the donut was to get the dough cooked quicker, you see, because you couldn't get it cooked right through. So they put the hole in the donut. And so many believe, not everyone, that the actual original donut was designed, created by the seller. So I'm owning that, but not everyone agrees with me. So research.
Well, let's put it out there, Dave. Spotlight is going to own that with you and support you, that donuts were started by the Salvation Army. We're going to make a movement with regards to that.
Maybe we just have a donut drive.
Yes, beautiful.
There we go. I'm thinking.
I love donuts.
Right ahead. Yep.
Yeah.
Now, just before, a little aside, I know you're new to Sydney and you found us this morning, and that's great, and you're actually not too far away. But you come from South Australia, is that correct?
Yeah, Adelaide. So, Adelaide's about 1 million people and Sydney's about 7 million, so it's quite different.
Are the donuts different down there?
Yeah, they still have Krispy Kreme, which are taking off down in Adelaide. But, that's obviously we're half an hour behind, but, life's very different in Adelaide. They still have a lot of restrictions around even shop hours, and so there's no sort of 24-hour shopping over there. And, on Sunday there's a lot more restrictions, et cetera, than here that's sort of 24/7, big city 24/7.
As a major in the Salvation Army, what do you feel that you can bring from someone like Adelaide to somewhere like Sydney? Have you brought anything, or is it just different?
Yeah, so I've served in Melbourne, Geelong, Adelaide, so every space is different. But I mean, the great thing about the salvos is we wear this red shield, which means hope, it means love, it means trust. And so we've got all different versions of the Salvation Army everywhere we go, and different centres, whether needs homelessness or it's domestic violence or whatever, we adjust and we can do what we need to in different spaces. Some of the great things in Adelaide, the Salvation Army actually started in Adelaide. It's a great story if you've got a minute.
Yeah.
September 5, 1880.
Wow.
Gore and Saunders, these two people, jumped on the back of a grocer's cart under a gum tree. And it's very interesting how they started the Salvation Army, because they gave this sort of speech. It was called Speaker's Corner. So that's where, you know, back in the day, obviously, there's no television.
The old television,
et cetera, or anything. So 1880. Yeah. So they used to go to this Speaker's Corner and stand on these pieces of wood and so on and give their talk about whatever they wanted to advertise or speak about. And people used to gather there, and these two salvos turned up there and said, you know, we're starting the Salvation Army in Australia. If anyone is without a meal today, come back to our house and we'll feed you.
Wow.
And that's how the Salvation Army started in Australia.
Amazing. David, Western Sydney, let's talk about Western Sydney. I know your job is all of the state, but we have a great love for all of people and humanity. But Western Sydney, what's keeping you up at night at the moment? And I think that's probably going to reverberate across all of Australia. But, you know, what's in your heart that feels broken of things?
Probably what I'm seeing, this is just early on, it's homelessness is very evident in Western Sydney. Western Sydney is very diverse. And we've got people sleeping in cars and so on in Western Sydney. So there's no doubt there's issues there. Then, of course, things like domestic violence, family violence, we've seen this a lot in the media lately, particularly the way women are being treated is just obviously something we don't support. And we're really trying to find spaces just to bring hope to people in situations like that.
And it breaks my heart, and I know it would yours and Darren's, seeing people go hungry, such a basic need, it just, that breaks my heart. It really does.
Yeah. So we do a lot of work in that space, and even, you know, in a West, I suppose, with Auburn and so on, we have places that have like a supermarket that's very low cost. And so we look at creative ways to help feed more people for less money.
You want to tell our listeners about that, because I think that's a very good concept that you've developed in those areas.
Yeah, so we try and collaborate a lot with companies like Second Bite and different organisations that get food or donate us food or give us food very cheap, and then we're allowed, you know, someone with $30 can get $150 worth of groceries instead of paying the normal amounts. But obviously you don't have the choice and so on. It depends what's donated to us. But it's just making people's money go further. And we're very much into not necessarily just giving people freebies all the time, very much trying to educate too. We do a lot of financial counselling. We're trying to put sustainable models in so people can make good lifestyle choices and get better at how they use their money, how they can make their money go further so they can feed their families and help them long term.
One of the things that's interesting and important to Darren and I is that people's ears will prick up when they hear something that touches their heart or their mind and so on. How important are volunteers to you?
Yeah, we rely very heavily on volunteers, and we've even got a large 70-plus age group, which at the moment because of COVID...
No, hang on, David, I'm getting pretty close to that. So listen, that's a bit personal.
Yes, Jim here. I think your hip operation. You're okay sitting down this long.
Yeah. Let's go to a break. But David, I mean, you know, there are people who've got spare time, and I want you to encourage them to come and help us.
Yeah. Look, as you know, some people are retiring earlier. They live longer, and this age group. Not being discriminatory, Jim, but the 60-plus age group can add so much to our organisation because there's so many skills, so many life skills, whether it's just visiting a lonely person through one of our programs. We have a community support program that we can go visit people and sit with a person in an aged care centre, et cetera. Or you can help in one of our centres, like a Salvo Stores. We're always looking for volunteers in our Salvo Stores. Our Salvo Stores raise millions of dollars across the country, which then goes into drug and alcohol work and so on. So there's so many opportunities to volunteer. It's just hard at the moment because of COVID. The 70-plus age group, it's quite precarious. So get your injections and then come and volunteer. That's what I'd say.
We're really delighted to have in the studios Major David Collinson, New South Wales Public Relations Secretary for the Salvation Army. They're an amazing organisation. We want to learn more about how we can help, and I'm going to ask each and every one of you to help in any way that you can when we come back after this break.
Alive 90.5.
It's 21 minutes past 11. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
We're really delighted to have in the studios Major David Collinson, New South Wales Public Relations Secretary for the Salvation Army. And again, I will never apologise or make excuses or do anything that detracts from the great work that the Salvation Army do. They're an amazing people and we're so blessed to have them. David, Western Sydney has a number of its own segments to try and raise money for lots and lots of people, particularly in Western Sydney. It's growing, the needs are growing and so on. You've got some big events coming up in the next couple of months that really are important in raising much needed funds. Can you tell our listeners about that and how they can get involved?
Yeah, on the 30th April, we have a what we call the Red Shield Appeal launch event at the Park Royal midday. It's a Friday and that's a big fundraising event. Jim himself used to look after that event many years ago, raises over $100,000, and that's really aimed at the business community to give money and to launch our Red Shield Appeal, and all that money goes back into local need, local projects in the west of Sydney. How you can get involved, salvationarmy.org.au, and there's donate buttons on there, but you can also put in and say, I'd like to volunteer this May and help us with the Red Shield Appeal, the Red Shield Appeal door knock. We have about $8 million we're aiming for this year in that sort of last weekend of May across the country. And there's lots of opportunities to collect, or you can set up an online page and it'll show you how to do that through the web page. But salvationarmy.org.au and find your local centre. And we, as you know, that we have over 120 centres across New South Wales, and all those centres will be collecting and they'll be raising money to go back into their local centres and help their programs, whether that's, you know, with single mums or domestic violence or homelessness, et cetera, et cetera.
And David, COVID has had a major impact, hasn't it, on your resources and so on. So it's really, we need to get behind these two very big events on the 30th of April and the end of May, because that money is increasingly being used for so many things.
COVID's been interesting for our centres because welfare support has gone up for some people. So some people we used to see aren't turning up our centres, but we're getting a whole heap of new faces. Sometimes what we'd say probably the more middle class group are turning up for the first time because there's been a lot of redundancies and people are struggling with mortgages and different sorts of need. We always say in the Salvation Army, William Booth used the term the submerged tenth. He used to say the submerged tenth, which is basically the bottom 10% of society is what the Salvation Army exists for. And, you know, if there's 25 million in Australia, it's 2.5 million Australians we exist for. And he was very big, getting back to a little bit of history. He used this thing called the Cab Horse Charter. And he read a book, 1890, Darkest England, The Way Out, which was quite a revolutionary book that was studied in universities for years. And he said in the Cab Horse Charter that every human being deserved the same dignity as a cab horse. Now, we use Ubers now, but back in London, the 1890, you actually used to go in a horse and cart. And those cab horses, he thought, were treated better than human beings were. And he said they had somewhere to sleep, they had food to eat, and they had something to do. And he said, those three things is what we should be able to do as a society. He said, if we can give people something to do, if we can give them a job, things like Employment Plus, which we started many years ago here, give them a job, then they can get food on the table and they can pay to have somewhere to sleep. And those three, I suppose, essentials in life is what makes people go around.
So, David, coming into the studio this morning, the traffic was busy. Was for Jim as well, and we were both a bit late, not late for the show, but late for something we wanted to do together. And I was just thinking that many people out there may be thinking like COVID, vaccinations, those sorts of things, we're over it, I'm good, I've got a job. But you're painting a different story. How long do we need to keep supporting people because of COVID? And are we ever going to get through it? And you think about the Spanish flu of 1915, whenever it was back then, is this the same sort of period? And how much do the Salvation need support more than ever right now?
Yeah, well, I really think the next 6 months will be really interesting to watch how we adapt back into normal. Whether you speak to people that are worried about JobKeeper finishing, I think at the end of March that finishes, they think there's going to be a new sort of wave of people wanting support in April, May in our centres. That's yet to see, but we're sort of predicting that. Mm-hmm. So we think JobKeeper is a big one. There's some people that have lost their businesses who will never get back into business, or they've lost significant amount of dollars. So instead of being a business owner or, you know, a so-called millionaire, they're now just back in the run of the mill trying to find a job and just trying to pay the mortgage. So there's all sorts of things going on. Whether you speak to Jim, may know more about this than I do, but people in commercial property and lots of vacant leases, people trying to negotiate rents. There's different levels of society, different things going on for people just trying to get money to get by, and we'll probably have our own thoughts and judgments on who's more important than others, but there's lots of people in all different sectors struggling for different reasons.
So this morning we were talking about volunteers helping the Salvation Army do their work. Mm. Now, if someone is out there listening and actually needs help, mm. and is hearing, well, actually, I'm one of those people you're talking about, how do I get help? How do they get help?
Yeah, well, again, the best thing to do is to go to your local centre. There's a phone number on our website. If you go there, salvationarmy.org.au, you can speak to someone on the phone, and they will then direct you to a centre to get something like a food voucher or what's required.
Time has flown by.
It is. Again, on behalf of Spotlight, David, we want to thank you, all the Salvation Army people, and I mean volunteers, lay and so on, who every day stump up and take on the responsibilities of helping our brothers and sisters. We can't thank you enough. Every day, no matter if it's not raining, it's raining, you have nothing, you share. Whatever you have, you share. It's a gospel value, and we want to thank you. And anything that we can do to help you help others, we're here for you.
Great. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Darren, for your time. Alive 90.5.